practice today. Let's go.
Oh, that's it.
Say pee-pee.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Giants opening, Giants training camp live, I should say. It's fueled by Hess. I'm alongside Jeff Fiegels. I'm Mike Crispino. A big day here at training camp on day two, as we're at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Autograph day, so a lot of helmets around, jerseys, footballs. We'll have more on that a little bit later. We had some weather come in later in the day, Jeff, after the players were off the field, so that's why we're inside the studio. But day two is a little different than day one for the players, is it not?
It is, because typically, this is the first time in a long time that the players are on the field for more than 2 hours, where normally they're out there running around. And I think that, you know, you have to be careful with injuries on the second and the third day, because guys are just starting to condition themselves to being back on the football field. And that's what training camp's all about, Mike, is just getting back in the swing of things and easing into it. And in today's world with football, the way it's going, it's going to take a long time before these guys get some pads.
We saw a little bit of that today. Hakeem Nicks caught a nice pass or two early, then went to the sidelines, a little bit of a sore groin, so they were very cautious with him. Also, Taylor Sash had some problems.
Yeah, and with Hakeem, that's one thing they really have to be careful with him, especially what happened with the injury with him last year. They'll ease him back. He did play in practice today. He caught a nice couple balls and then just had that little aggravation. But they'll be real careful with him. And Tyler went out with cramping, which tells me he didn't drink a lot of water last night. And so hydration.
All right, Tyler, did you get that? You got to drink more water tonight, so be ready for it tomorrow. Well, the Giants facing the NFC East schedule as usual. There hasn't been an 11-win team in the NFC East since 2009. So Tom Coughlin has some very specific ideas on how they're going to get back to the top of the division. And very specifically, it was about the defense.
New York Giant defense, tough, physical, hard-nosed defense. You know, we're not that far removed from that, and hopefully we'll get right back to it.
Well, as Coach was saying, they expect to have better defensive work, especially up front. And it looks like early on, just 2 days of training camp, the defensive front looks bigger, and they look like there's more depth and there's more talent.
They're certainly bigger. They certainly have more depth in there. They're healthy. That's the start of getting that defense back to that mentality that Coach Coughlin's talking about. And what he's really trying to tell you is that hard-nosed football, he preaches that. And part of that is stopping the run. And I think this team needs to be better at that this year, giving up over 125 yards rushing last year. The addition of those guys and guys like Hankins, who's one of their draft picks, that's going to help.
Yeah, their offense looked sharper today than they did in day one. I thought Reuben Randall was good. He made some nice catches, got down the field with patterns, got open. He's got great speed. But back to the defense for a second. That linebacker depth chart has six players on it. It's hard to figure day to day who's the first string, who's the second string. And the coaching staff's even said that. It's a fluid situation. We don't know where you're going to be.
And they've told him, listen, come in and check this depth chart every day because it's changing. Now, if I'm one of those guys, I'm going to do what I can do to make sure that my name is not one of them that are changing. And I'm going to be preparing. I'm learning the playbook, giving all kinds of effort out there. And I want to make sure that when I come in tomorrow, that my name is staying there in that first position. And will it be Dan Connor? Will it be Hanoski? Herzlick. So they'll see, but hey, commitment, learning, and that's what training – it's competition, Mike. And at that linebacker position, we're going to see a lot of it.
All right, let's hear what Dan Connor's take is on the situation.
There's no jobs given out. You know, the players who've been around for a while and are older, they're looking to replace them, and the young guys are hungry. And so it's always competition. And then the coaches create an environment where – you know that, you know, if I work hard and I produce, they'll play me. So no one's ever comfortable with a job, and it's the linebacker position in particular. I mean, it's an open job, and anyone can go for it, and it's just, you know, who will excel and make plays.
Jesse Armstead was talking to us today about what he looks for in linebackers early on in training camp. He likes to see how they run. How quick are they? He believes that people like Connor and Pacing are going to make good linebackers with this team. I don't know. Dan Connor could be a very key guy here.
Well, he's a veteran coming over from the Dallas Cowboys. He got a lot of playing time last year because of the injury to Lee, and that's going to help him in this competition this year. He's from Penn State. He's got a lot of confidence. You heard what he said, Mike, on that clip, is the fact that they don't just hand out these positions and starting jobs. And the one theme behind training camp is competition. He's going to compete with that. But more importantly, he has a lot of experience being a five-year veteran above Mark Herzlick, who's only been in his second year. So we'll see what happens there, guys like Paysinger. So Dan Connor, he's got a great opportunity. All those linebacking positions are wide open.
All right, let's talk about that defensive line again. Justin Tuck is going to be playing next to some new faces, some different people. Interesting what he was saying today is that it's been very helpful to him working with new players.
It is some new faces. It's some old faces that, you know, I'm very accustomed to playing with and that are no longer here. But, you know, that's exciting because, you know, you go back to – it kind of revives you and tells you that you got to, you know, you got to get to know these guys. You know, you got to get to know how they play and what they're good at, and, you know, in certain situations, understanding what they want to do. So for me, that kind of puts me back in the classroom a little bit, and you know, that's good.
With the Giants getting two players from the Eagles' defensive line, that might help. They got to know each other pretty well.
Well, certainly, sometimes this is a positive, and in free agency, when you build your team and you're bringing guys in here to help a position, they bring new ideas to the guys that are already here, and that can be a positive. And one thing you want to try to hopefully happens in this situation is that maybe one of these guys turns into be a leader. Antrell Roll came in here a couple years ago from the Arizona Cardinals and instantly took over that safety position as a leader. And you really hope that maybe one of these new guys come in and solidify themselves as a good player and a leader on this football team.
All right, we will continue with the Giants training camp live. We take a look at the draft picks. How are they doing day two of the 2013 Giants training camp?
It's time for the Giants training camp play of the day. Jake Masao steps in front of this Ryan Nassib pass and picks it off. He brings it back the other way, looking for six. That's today's Giants training camp play of the day.
Giants training camp live, that was the play of the day. We're here at Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A little rain came in after the players got done with practice around 4 o'clock today. That's why we're inside. Mike Crispino along with Jeff Fiegels. Now, when you start a training camp, you're obviously thinking about what's ahead, but the Giants lost several players in the offseason, free agency, and the players have moved on. We're going to take a look at some of the offensive losses of this team, the key losses. The defense first. Let's do O.C. Umanyoro, of course, Chris Candy, Chase Blackburn gone to Carolina, Michael Boley, Kenny Phillips. And on the offensive side, Ahmad Bradshaw, Martellus Bennett, and the kicker, Lawrence Tynes. So significant losses off the roster. Not unusual in the NFL. I mean, rosters almost turn over 50% on average year to year. So the Giants have to replace some of these guys. It's not going to be easy. They have some personnel here that can do it, but you still remember some of the good things these guys have done.
Well, they were all very good players. They're key losses, if as the graphic says. And I think on offense, when you lose Ahmad Bradshaw, you lose a lot of leadership at that running back position. And Ahmad, not only from the leadership, his toughness, his grittiness, and just the ability to make extra yards on whenever he can. And you know, one of the other players that we see here, Dominic Hixon and Martellus Bennett. All these guys are pros. They all add a lot of things to the offense. But like you said, Mike, we have additions to this, and that's what the Giants brass, if you will, bring in their draft picks and their free agents to replace these
guys. I'm not going to forget Lawrence Tynes kicking that piece of ice through the goalposts in Green Bay.
Me either. I was holding that piece of ice, by the way.
Man, was that unbelievable. All right, let's turn our attention to the draft class. Now, obviously, this is the exciting part for Giants fans as they look ahead. How many of these rookies are going to have an impact? Probably some will do it. We'll take a look at the full screen. Jerry Reese and his scouting department put together the draft class. Now you start dreaming. Who's going to be good? Justin Pugh out of Syracuse, the number one pick in the first round. The Jonathan Hankins out of Ohio State, a defensive tackle, figures to see some action. Demontre Moore. And Ryan Nassib has looked sharp. He's got a good arm so far in the first 2 days of training camp. All these guys may have an impact with this team before too long. It's hard to tell early on, but I'm sure Tom Coughlin's already plotting in his mind who might be able to help him come week one.
Well, Justin Pugh is going to help them, their number one draft pick. This is a big guy. He plays a four-year starter at Syracuse. Interesting thing about him is that, you know, he didn't play the first four games of the season for Syracuse last year because of an injury. But, you know, there's going to be a competition at that right tackle with David Deal. And will he replace him? I don't know. We'll see about that. But he also has the ability to play guard. I honestly don't think he'll be out playing guard. If he's going to play anything this year, it'll be right tackle, and that's going to be a great, great position battle for us to watch. Jonathan Hankins, another second-round draft pick at that defensive line, adding depth to that. This young man has, in college, played a lot of football. What I mean by that, Mike, is he was on the field a lot. Ohio State, great program. The knock on him coming out of college was maybe he was a dog. He took plays off. The fact is that the guy just never came off the field. And I think the Giant organization is very, very happy to see this guy. And he will play that. And he brings depth to that position. And he's quick. And he's tough. And he is experienced.
He's a young guy, too. He's only 21 years old.
Came out as a junior.
Right. A lot of guys come out of college, they're 23, 24. He's got some room to improve physically and mentally, I think, as he gets forward in his career. Now, how about dark horses? I've watched a couple of days of practice now. This guy, Michael Cox, the running back, is impressive. I mean, you can't tell much they're not hitting yet, but I just like the angle he runs with and how he gets through holes and seems to be able to squirt through things.
Is he your dark horse?
He's my dark horse.
He's your dark horse? My dark horse is going to be Cooper Taylor. I think this kid is he's a 6'4". He's fast. He's a safety position, long arms. He's very smart. Came out of Richmond. He's going to be my dark horse. He's a draft pick. I look for him to play a lot of special teams and really get involved in coverage. But more importantly, he can even come down and play the strong safety position. He's that tough.
All right, Twitter question. We have one for you. Demontre Moore. How's he looking in camp so far? Again, 2 days. It's not a big sample, but I tell you what, he shows some promise to me.
He's looked great. And I tell you, watching him on the field, you don't realize how fast this guy is. He's not very big. You know, he's 250 pounds, and I think the Giants are going to want him to put some weight on because he's going to have his hand in the dirt. Coming out of the draft, a lot of teams had him in a 3-4 as an outside linebacker. The Giants have him as a defensive end, hand in the ground, put a little more weight on him. But he is very quick off the football, and he's a very, very athletic guy. And we may see him in that three-man rotation potentially with JPP and Kiwanuka, Tuck, and even him.
Now, that's good to have depth on the front line. No question about offense or defense. When we return, we visit with a former Giant who is here at the training center today, Antonio Pierce, when we return on Giants Training Camp Live. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Mike Crispino along with Jeff Beagles. Our next guest on tape, of course, is Antonio Pierce. You were on the same club with him. You guys were captains at the same time. I'm sure you had a pretty close relationship as a teammate.
Well, it was great to see him out there today and you know, being able to play with him and what he brought to our team from the leadership point and his preparation and just his presence on that football field. He was the general on that football field on Sundays. And as a teammate and being a captain, it's very special to play with him and win a Super Bowl.
Good to see Antonio Pierce here today. Giants.com's John Schmelk spent a few moments visiting with the former Giant linebacker.
Why, thanks, Mike. And now we're joined by former Giants linebacker and current ESPN broadcaster Antonio Pierce. Antonio, good to see you.
It's good, man. It's a little different with the suit on. Normally, I'm out here with a helmet and a jersey, but you know, I traded in a couple years ago, so I'm good.
Well, speaking of which, we're here at training camp. Do you start getting the itch to play around training camp, or is this when you say, it's a good thing I got out of it when I did?
No, I wish I was playing now because they got it so easy. They don't even do two-a-days anymore. But, you know, my first 2 years, it was tough. I couldn't really come around games or training camp. You know, this is my fourth year out now. A little bit more comfortable, at ease. I don't know, once I start hitting the pads and seeing the guys run around and see old faces, it gets a little difficult.
Would you prefer it back in Albany like you had it, or would you like it here in New Jersey?
I like Albany, man. I like Albany. Because you get away, you're away from the family. You know, it's different. It's a time for guys to get together, the chemistry. You do, obviously, Albany's not much to do, so you just focus on football. You know, here, you have a little too many distractions, I feel.
All right, let's get into the team stuff. The Giants defense, first and foremost, right, obviously had some struggles last mm-hmm. year. What do they need to do to fix that in 2013?
When the Giants have been rocking and rolling, the defense, and obviously it starts up front. And if the front four can't get pressure just by themselves, then Perry Fields going to have to start coming up with systems and plays and designs to create that pressure. You know, they're inexperienced at the linebacker position. Guys going to have to really step up there. Secondary, you're pretty solid, but he's going to have to come up with a design to get pressure on the quarterback to get that ball out faster, because teams are going to exploit the weaknesses in that back end because of what's going on with the front four.
Jason Pierre-Paul, the back injury. They lose Chris Canty. They bring in Colin Jenkins, Mathias Kiwanuka back to defensive end. Right. Do you like the new setup the Giants have in that front four?
They're big and physical. That's a big group now. I wish I had some big bodies like that. A lot of the guys I play with, but those are some big bodies right there. And every one of them have something to prove. That's the best thing about that group. Each and every one of them has something individually that they have to prove on. So if you get that group and get that fire in their belly going again, you're going to be excited about the Giants' defense. But do they have it? You know, do they have that spark plug? Has Tuck got over that mental block, whatever it was the last few years? Is that passion back in there? You know, because when it is, he's one of the best defensive ends in the National Football League. Same thing with Jason Pierre-Paul. You know, can he get over this hump with this injury? You know, as a young guy, first time dealing with a major injury, Mathias, I think it's good for him to finally be back at defensive end. That's who he was. You know, we used him when I played as a linebacker, and he did what was best for the team, but wasn't best for him. He's a defensive end.
How about the linebacker position? I personally think all three starting spots are up for grabs. What does that do when there's so much competition in that group? And who do you see emerging from the Giants linebacking core?
Well, it hopefully brings out the best in each and every one of them. And that is strange when you find one group where each spot is open and it gets a great opportunity. That's all you want in life is opportunity. So Rivers, Curry, those are guys with the high draft picks, you know, got a little bit of game experience. You would expect them to kind of stand out. But I really think this group will be some of the younger guys, you know, and I wouldn't sleep on Dan Connor. I think he's a guy who has a lot of playing time. You watched him play in Dallas the last few years. He's a guy that can run around and make some plays happen. So it's going to be interesting. You really want to see how they work as a unit, too, now. That's what's important, you know, the chemistry. So you can try all these different matchups, but you got to remember, you got to have the guy on the left and the right. You got to have some kind of chemistry together playing as a group.
Now, good thing for the Giants, not a whole lot of questions offensively. Eli Manning is back, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And between emerging players David Wilson and Reuben Randall, Cruz and Nix are back. Could this be one of the most explosive offenses in Giants history?
You got a lot of weapons, a lot of speed, a lot of big play receivers. You know, I mean, these guys, can after the catch, they can go. You know, that's something even in years past they didn't have. Really excited to see what David Wilson's going to do. You know, how many catches, how many touches he's going to get coming out the backfield. Is he going to have that home run threat that he showed us last year? You know, the speed is there. But the key thing with these guys is, you know, how do they work well together? You know what I mean? Is there going to be complaining about who's getting the ball? Because Eli's going to spread the wealth. You know, he's not going to just target one guy. Each guy is going to be, and then I think the addition of Myers, that's going to be huge for him. That's another safety valve for Eli. He likes that slot, that tight end guy. You got two solid quality guys there.
AP, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Good
always
to see you, my man.
You too, man.
Giants linebacker Antonio Pierce. Mike, back to you.
Thank you, John. David Wilson, the last four games, gained 247 yards, three touchdowns. He really came on strong for the Giants. When we come back, we assess some of the free agents on Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, Mike Crispino, along with Jeff Fiegels, as we take a look at some of the new arrivals, the free agents. Giants fans who have been here the last couple days really honing in on some of these guys, because they're going to be very important players for the New York Giants. Defensively, Colin Jenkins comes from the Eagles, Dan Connor from the Cowboys, Aaron Ross, Mike Patterson, the defensive tackle on the offensive side, Brandon Myers comes from the Oakland Raiders, and Lewis Murphy, a wide receiver, has been pretty impressive, Jeff. We've had a couple of days to take a look. We get up close and we see what's going on with some of these training camp workouts. And I'll tell you what, all of those guys showed me something in these first 2 days.
Well, particularly Colin Jenkins, with the departure of Chris Canty, he is going to fill that void. This player is 11-year veteran, solid player. 16 and a half sacks, Mike, over the last 3 years from the defensive tackle position. And more importantly, what he will bring and help the defense of the Linval Joseph, a young player, had a great year last year. He can really, really help him develop into a really, really nice football player.
The 12th year for Jenkins in the league. Ryan Monday, kind of replaces Kenny Phillips, who's no longer here. Monday, again, has been pretty impressive early on.
Well, he comes over from Pittsburgh, and he has a lot of he's done a lot of studying under Troy Polamalu. But the fact is, he hasn't played a lot over there, but he's going to be competing for that third safety position. And you know, he brings a 5 years experience to the position, and we'll see what happens with him.
Yeah, Brandon Myers, the tight end, caught 79 balls with the Oakland Raiders. How did he get out of Oakland? I don't know, and I don't care. He's with the Giants, and
absolutely,
he's going to make a difference.
This is amazing to me. When I was looking at the statistics for when he signed here, I was like, you're right, Mike. How does this guy get away from the Oakland Raiders? But the fact is that he is going to – Eli loves this guy already. He likes that safety valve. I'm not going to compare him to the guy down there in Dallas, but the fact is when you catch 80 footballs and have four touchdowns for almost – I don't know how many yards he has, but that's a weapon, an extra weapon to go along with Victor Cruz and Hakeem Nicks at that tight end position.
No question. And, of course, the wide receiver crew we know is pretty potent. Lewis Murphy Jr., though, might fit in. He's 6'2", 200, 26 years old, fifth year out of Florida.
Yeah, he's going to try to compete for that third spot with Reuben Randall. And he's a veteran. He's came over from Carolina last year. Brings a little experience to the position, which Eli will like. And maybe he can help Reuben Randall. But I will tell you this, that he's going to be very pressed to get into that third position with Reuben Randall, because we've only been in it for 2 days, Mike. But the fact is that he's having a good camp, and they're looking for big things out of Reuben Randall. And Lewis Murphy will be a nice addition for this receiving corps.
You know, we've talked to some of the coaches after a couple of days. We try to find out what they're looking for. The guys don't have pads on yet. They haven't started hitting, and next week, Thursday, I think they'll start contact. And it's interesting what they all say. I mean, Jesse Armstead was talking about linebackers. I like to see the way they run. How quick are they? The wide receivers, how precise are they with their patterns? Can they catch in traffic? You can get to see some of that in some of the drills we've been watching.
You're trying to identify with these guys, and most importantly, right now, what all the players on the team, whether it's veterans and rookies and free agents, if you will, is the coaches are looking for guys that can apply what they learn in the classroom and bring it out onto the field. You're going to see the tackling and stuff when the pads get on. But right now, it's a mental aspect of the game, because they're not out there hitting and tackling, and they really, really, the coaches want to see how these guys can carry it over to the field and learn the new systems, because they are very complicated.
All right, big night today, night and day, actually, here at Giants training camp. It was autograph night. So we had about 8,000 people, by our count, all over the place, ready to meet the Giant players and coaches. There's a look at them. Victor Cruz, popular as always, footballs, jerseys. There's Eli. Tom Coughlin was signing, everything in sight. This was just a lot of fun from the fans' perspective, and I think the players enjoyed it too.
They do. I will tell you, you enjoy it to an extent, but it gets a little bit out of hand, because there were 8,000 people out there. You can't sign everything, Mike. But it is nice to see the fans coming out, and it didn't rain on them on the practice. But, hey, there you go. There's somebody that painted a picture. You're asking what was the craziest thing you saw at autograph day. There it is.
I think it was Antrell Roll, wasn't it? All right, thanks to Jeff Fiegels. That's this edition of Giants Training Camp Live. Bob Popple will be here tomorrow with Roman Oben. We continue throughout training camp here on MSG. Enjoy it.